That's criminal negligence. And I frankly think that if you have a movie set where you've got live ammunition that is intermingled with dummy ammunition and intermingled with blanks, that's the kind of activity that rises to the level of gross negligence. And I do believe that someone ultimately is going to be charged with at least criminal negligence in this case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge is imposing an indefinite ban against state and local law enforcement in Minnesota from using force against journalists in the field. Thursday's court action went into effect as a temporary restraining order was about to expire. The order is linked to a class action lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Minnesota after the police killing of George Floyd in May of last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The sunshine's coming back tomorrow, and it should not be as breezy each day for the weekend, and a little milder for the afternoons, but really nice. Clouds decreasing tonight. Overnight, still breezy yet, and a chilly morning with lows of 50. Sunny tomorrow with the afternoon high of 70. A little windy at times. Tomorrow night, clear skies, drops to lows of the 50s. Sunday, beautiful afternoon, light breezes, sunny skies, the mid-70s. Sunday night, early evening, late afternoon, 70s will drop into the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Yellow Leaf Arts Festival in St. Francisville. Art and music activities for the young and young at heart. Creative artists and craftspeople. A plein air paint out and sale. Pottery throwing demo. A ukulele jam. The best in live music. Clay Parker. Jody James. The Fugitive Poets. And more. The Yellow Leaf Arts Festival at Parker Park, St. Francisville. 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. both days. Saturday, Sunday. October 30 and 31st. Click artsforallstfrancisville.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This guy threw We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. It's Friday, and it's the Friday before Halloween, so a good day and a good weekend to look forward to, huh?
I agree.
And the weather is finally feeling like it's Halloween, so that's good too, huh?
Yes, it is. I'm not really too big on the 35 mile an hour wind gust when I'm driving on the interstate. But other than that, yeah, I'm absolutely loving this. I am built for this weather. I definitely have a lot of insulation, and so this is great. I'm not sweating the moment I step foot out of bed just because I know that I'm going to be sweating whenever I go outside. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that part is the best part, I got to say.
Well, and I finally get to wear jeans again.
Yeah. I have to wear jeans every day.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to be wearing jeans and not just have my legs feel like they're melting. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's nice. And the weather's good. And it'll be perfect weather for a Halloween party tomorrow night, maybe.
Yeah. I have a feeling it will be.
Have you picked out an outfit yet? Have you got a costume in mind?
Jesse has something. We'll see what it is.
Jesse has something for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'd be a little bit afraid if I were you.
I'm always afraid anytime Jesse makes a decision that involves me doing something. So.
Who knows? Maybe you guys might end up being New Kids on the Block or something.
I have a feeling that may be what it is, to be honest.
That would be awesome. If so, those pictures will be, you could find those on our website and social media.
www.
Right? You will be able to find those on the Something to Say Radio Show website for sure. We'll make sure that those get up, maybe even in the podcast for Monday. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that would be wonderful. And, you know, I was just sitting in with the Always Better with Bourbon show, and they did a whole show on spooky places in New Orleans where you can have a drink, and it was really interesting. But it made me think maybe I'll share one of my spooky stories from doing radio whenever I was in college a little bit later, because we do have a little bit of Halloween stuff we can talk about, because I actually forgot earlier in the day, like, to include that into our show. So,
I was wondering.
Yeah. We need to touch on that. Obviously, we're going to talk about the big game between the Saints and the Bucks, and Mark Ingram officially a Saint. He had practice today, and he was feeling good. We're going to talk more about that too. And unfortunately, he's not going to be number 22. And we'll talk more about that. So let's go ahead, take the break early, and then we can dive right into everything. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
All right. I'm glad you didn't say no. All right. Well, let's let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say Radio Show right after this.
Film Festival invites guests to virtually explore over 170 films, plus presenting screenings at the Orpheum, The Broad, AMC Elmwood Theaters, and at the Broadside Outdoor Cinema. The New Orleans Film Festival runs November 5th to 21st. Visit neworleansfilmfestival.org for ticket and pass purchase info, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are. And just a friendly reminder, New Orleans Film Society members get free passes and great discounts at different levels. Visit neworleansfilmfestival.org for more information.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to neworleansnightmare.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
I'm only happy when it rains.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, well, let's dive into it. Big game this weekend, 3 o'clock at the Dome. Saints will be taking on the Bucks, and I've intentionally limited my NFL Network watching in the mornings and ESPN talk shows because I don't want to hear about how the Saints don't have a chance and blah, 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 blah. We hear that every single time they play against anybody that's a good team. I was just looking at some of the statistical comparisons of these two teams, and I knew that we weren't – exactly the offensive juggernaut that we've been previously. But do you know what our offense is ranked in the NFL? Statistically.
Probably like 20th or something.
I wish.
Wow. Yay.
31st.
Oh.
Out of 32.
Yay. That. I'm so happy to hear that. Yay.
The Bucks offense is ranked 2nd in the NFL.
Oh, of course.
And our defense is ranked 3rd in the NFL, which that makes sense. I would assume we were top 5 defense in the NFL. Yeah. They're ranked 12th. Our passing is ranked 31st in the league. Our rushing is ranked 18th in the league. And their passing is number 1, and rushing is 21st. So, it's not going to be an easy game. However, the Bucks will be without Antonio Brown on Sunday, so that helps a little bit. But they still have Chris Godwin. They still have Mike Evans. And if history repeats itself, him and Lattimore will have a dogfight all day long on Sunday. And knock on wood, it continues in the way that it's been, that Lattimore typically gets the best of him. But, that can always change. We don't, we'll see. Well, but one thing's for sure, going to have to step up, you could think about it like, and I'm thinking about them being ranked 31st in offense in the NFL, and not to make any excuses for them, but they've really only played one home game.
Yeah, true.
They played the first game in Jacksonville, and then they played in Carolina, and then in New England, and came home and laid an egg against the Giants, which we were privileged to see there. Yeah, we were privileged to see that in person. And then went to Washington, and then played in a sloppy Monday, on a Monday night game in Seattle. So they've really only had one home game out of – this is week 8. Yeah. We're only, now that it's a 17-week season, we're just underneath it, halfway through the season, and they've only had one home game. So things can change quite a bit. It is nice because I'm looking at the injury report, and it looks like Deontay Harris he's at least questionable for the game. So, which yeah. I always find it funny, like when you read that stuff that it says he's officially questionable.
he's not questionably questionable?
No, he's officially questionable. However, Andrews Pete was ruled out, which he's probably going to be out for the rest of the season. And Dwayne Washington is out. Taysom Hill's still out with a concussion. And Peyton Turner will be out as well. The Bucks have five people questionable. Richard Sherman, Rob Gronkowski, Lavonte David, Jason Pierre-Paul, and D. Delaney are all questionable for the game. And then with Ndamukong Suh, he didn't participate in practice today. And he didn't participate on Wednesday. He practiced in full yesterday and has no game status. So I don't – who knows?
Well.
I think the whole key to this is really going to be the offensive line for the Saints. And you know they're going to bring a ton of pressure on Jameis to try to get him to make mistakes because their secondary is really banged up. I mean, that's the whole reason why Richard Sherman was signed as a late free agent signing was because I think when they signed him, they didn't have anybody from week one that was able to play. So that's going to be their go-to. They do have good linebackers. Lavonte David is good, and why am I not thinking of his name? He played at LSU.
Jamal Adams? No. Who am I thinking of? If you hadn't said that, I'd have been able to say his name. I don't know. I can see his face in my mind.
Well, let me see here. Let's just look it up.
Have to be faster than Google.
Devin
White. Okay, good job, Brain. You're not faster than Google.
Devin White. He's a tremendous linebacker. So, and their defensive front's pretty good. Their defensive line's isn't bad either. But I do look for them to bring a lot of pressure on Jameis, and And according to Mark Ingram today, he said he's ready to go. He said there was a few things that he had, he had questions about, but for the most part, the terminology and the foundation of the terminology and the philosophy is all still the same. So I don't look for, it to really be too limited on how they use him. I think they're going to use him just about how they would have used him if had he been on the team the whole year.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, I'd say my thing that I'm going to watch for the game is obviously the Lattimore-Mike Evans thing. I mean, that's going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, the number one thing is the Tampa D-line versus Jameis Winston. Because Jameis Winston wants to beat his old team, the team that dropped him. Mm-hmm. And that D-line does not want to let Winston win the game because he used to be there and now isn't. And so that's the thing you were talking about, Jameis earlier, made me think about that. I want to see, is the D line for Tampa going to be so pumped up that they can get past the Saints O line? And then on the other side, on our side, I guess, is Jameis going to be so locked in because he wants to beat his team so bad that he's actually making those passes that Peyton has not allowed him to make until hopefully now?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question. And going back to them only, having one home game so far this year, I want to look at his stats, what he had in that game versus, against the Giants, because you did see him throw the ball around a little bit more. Let's see. Okay, he was 17 of 23 that day for 226 yards, one touchdown. Well, and one touchdown got called back because of a holding call, if I remember correctly.
Remember that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
So, you know, pretty good day. And you know, you throw that pass in there, that probably puts him up because that was at least a 50-yard pass. He's a little closer to 300 yards. So, you know, being in the dome, it does make a big difference. You know, the Saints are always criticized for being a quote-unquote finesse team that only can play inside. So this is what they're built for, if this is what everybody says, you know. And you know you're going to have a fired-up Mark Ingram. The dome's going to be rocking. Yeah. You got to think, too, the last time they played in the playoffs, the Bucs won 30-20 with an empty Superdome in a playoff game. It's not going to be like that this time, you know.
No. And that's another thing I thought earlier today is the Saints are going to be pumped up to win because they lost that game. But then the Bucs are also going to be pumped up because they lost both regular season games. Mm. And so we're going to have to see which one is more pumped up to put it in other teams' face.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to say it's the Saints because a playoff loss is much bigger than even two regular season losses,
mm-hmm.
especially once that team makes it to the playoffs.
Right.
But yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. I think the entire Saints team is going to be like, no, guys, sorry. Yeah, y'all beat us in the playoffs. We're going to do everything we can to keep you from getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where it could – a loss to Tampa Bay on Sunday is huge for the Saints, and a win for the Saints is huge to Tampa Bay, because then you're looking at a tie for the top of the South, and the tiebreaker then goes to the Saints because they have the head-to-head win. So it's huge. And a little bit more Mark Ingram news that we didn't know until today, that he was actually signed to an extension before he was traded to the Saints as part of the deal. So he's actually a Saint through 2022. And he'll be wearing number 14 because NFL rules state that a player can't switch numbers in the middle of the season unless a player is dropped. So him and CJ Gardner-Johnson, to his credit, said he would have given him the number, but the NFL won't allow it. And even he even tried to get number 3 off of Will Lutz because he's on the IR, but they won't allow that. Now, the one thing they might be able to do is he's talking about maybe talking to Archie Manning and being able to wear number 8 as a tribute to quote unquote to an OG.
So, I like it.
So we'll see. But he said he's picked 14 because it was the best of the worst, and it kind of is cool to go along with. To go along with Kamara. So Kamara being 41, he'll wear number 14.
I like it. So okay. I didn't think of that.
That's the reasoning behind it. But either way, he's happy as hell to be back in New Orleans and might even be the one that leads the Houdat chant on Sunday. So we'll have to see. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll talk more about the NFL. We'll also talk Halloween stuff. We've got some Halloween stories for you. And, of course, we'll wrap things up with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Stay right here. There's plenty more to come from the Something to Say Radio Show.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com, where we'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
WGSO. From the Buca Range
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Louisiana's Gaming Commission grants 4 new licenses for legal sports betting at casinos. Those casinos are Harrah's and Boomtown in New Orleans, L'Auberge in Baton Rouge, and Horseshoe in Bossier City. State Gaming Commissioner Ronnie John says those were the first to complete their application, review, and approval process. John says more sports book will be coming soon.
We will continue to work really hard on these other 9 applications to try to get them licensed as quickly as possible.
Early voting for the November 13th election starts Saturday, takes a day off on Sunday, and resumes Monday through next Saturday. Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin says he expects poor voter turnout because most ballots across the state lack hotly contested races.
Local areas of Baton Rouge, there's a judicial race, but most areas it's just the constitutional amendment or some local propositions, and of course, municipal elections in Orleans Parish.
Download the GoVote app to see your sample ballot and where to go for early voting. This is news on LRN.
Louisiana Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin.
Early voting for the November election begins October 30th, ending November 6th. If you live in an area affected by Hurricane Ida, visit geauxvote.com or call 800-883-2805 for information on absentee ballots, polling place changes, and election dates and deadlines. I'm Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin, reminding you to go vote.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Caramar with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Caramer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
For cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana, there's simply no better place than the John Mason Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. broadcasting live from New Orleans on WGSO 990 AM.
She's a girl dressed in black from another world. Lives and breathes like a girl from another world. She don't know my name. She don't have the time of day.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course, on all of the tune-in apps and simple radios and all that good stuff and that you can find us on. So in honor of Halloween, I thought we could tell some, I found this today, these are nine scary things that actually happened on Halloween, and maybe if we have time, I'll share one of the stories from whenever I was in college doing radio. We spent the night at a haunted mansion in the St. Louis area. It's actually been on Travel Channel and things like that for a bunch of different shows called the McPike Mansion. I guess I could tell that first. So we did that. Our college station was asked by the owner of the property to if we could promote that they were doing. They were doing tours of the house. They couldn't really do tours of the house, but they let people camp on the site, and then they would take people down into the wine cellar, and essentially it was a séance. I mean, call it what it is. Yeah. You go down there, and everybody holds hands, and you sing a song, and you just kind of wait. So we, in order, they really didn't have the money to be able to pay the station for us to do a remote from there. So we did a trade where the lady allowed the radio program from the college, let us all go take a tour of the house earlier in the week. So we did. And when we went down into the basement, we all went down there, and you go into the wine cellar, which had an old rusty metal door. It was, super heavy, so nobody else came in. They closed it behind you, and everybody held hands and you sang the song, and turned off the flashlights, and then lo and behold, there was little orbs that showed up in the middle of the circle. And this is not a play, wasn't, the woman didn't have the money to put on a show,
have a special effects,
right? It wasn't that kind of deal. As a matter of fact, all of the camping out and all that stuff that, allowing people to do that, obviously they had to pay, but it was all to raise money to try to renovate the place. And honestly, it's to this day, it still hasn't been renovated fully. Even being on television stuff, which I'm sure wasn't, she didn't allow it to happen for free, but, so we were down there and, saw all of that. And then when we were walking up the stairs to go back upstairs, one of my friends from the program, he's behind me, and the staircase kind of it had a turn in it, And so we're walking up, and we're almost to the door to the main floor, and this shot of light comes right past both of us, and around the corner, and shot into the wall. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, "Did you see that?" He said, "Yes." Now get your ass upstairs. And he about ran me over. that was just one of the things. There was also a paranormal group there, and I think they were from ABC, I think, or something along those lines. But there was one there, and they were documenting a lot of things. And I went down. We did a tour of the place at midnight and did it live on the air, and. Not a whole lot of stuff going on throughout the house. However, we went back down with one of the groups into the cellar, and same thing, all holding hands, and one of my friends was a couple people away from me, but he was holding hands with one of the paranormal investigators, and so everybody's holding hands, so there's no funny business. Well, we turned the lights off and all that, and truthfully, what I saw was it was something that was taller than me. It looked like cigarette smoke, and you could see eyes and a mouth a little bit, and it kind of swooped behind me, and then I just felt five fingertips in the middle of my back, which was something, and we were broadcasting live, which is another thing. We shouldn't have been able to broadcast live out of a brick cellar, but we were able to, which was weird. So that happened, and I said something I probably shouldn't have said on the radio. due to FCC regulations. However, the paranormal investigator, the whole time we're down there, he's complaining about something was itching on his hand. And keep in mind, he's holding two people's hands, so he doesn't have a hand free. Nobody has a hand free. And so finally, he just continues and carries on to the point where we all have to turn the lights on. And when we did, he had blood running down his hand.
Oh, wow.
So that was my experience there. It's a very interesting place. And then after that, we were upstairs, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. We were broadcasting out of the front room of the mansion, and nobody else was in the house, just us. And then, you know, old wooden floors in the building, and you know, we had our headsets on. We're talking, and we're just about to wrap things up. I guess it was going on 3 o'clock in the morning, and we started hearing things above us that sounded like somebody like moving a couch from one side of a room to another on an old wooden floor, and it was loud enough that you could hear it over your headset. And then there was also a cold spot on the floor right near us that it continually moved, and there wasn't really anywhere or any good reason for it. But it was an interesting thing and a fun thing to do on Halloween. And listening to Tracy and Barbara on the Bourbon Show talk about the haunted places here in New Orleans, it made me think of that and sharing that story. But obviously, we have a ton of those kind of places here in New Orleans to check out, and I recommend doing it because it's always fun. And plus if you love history, it's fun. But also keep in mind to take everything with a grain of salt, because some of those stories are a little exaggerated.
A little bit, yeah. I've heard the same story told 6 or 8 different ways at different times. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that being said, let's talk about this. I found this today, and this is 9 scary things that has actually happened on Halloween Day. So this one, the title is "This Freakish Halloween Decoration Was Actually Real," and this is if there were a prize for, and this comes from Reader's Digest Canada edition, but I don't know what the difference is. If there were a prize for most morbid Halloween decoration in Frederica, Delaware, in 2005, it would have gone to the body hanging from a tree. It would have beaten out the fake witches, skeletons, and jack-o'-lanterns dotting the neighborhood. For hours, people passed by admiring it. Of course, it was an edge over the other direction decorations because it was actually a real body. Police believed it was that of a woman who had committed suicide the night before. That's pretty crazy.
So they just left it up all day so that way it'll be up the next night.
I guess so.
All right.
this one's just crazy, and what an awful person this individual is. But this one is, every parent's nightmare. Your child comes home from a night of, and I'm not going to go through all 9 of these. Your child comes home from a night of trick-or-treating with spiked candy. One event that helped propel this fear was the murder of Timothy O'Brien in 1974. The 8-year-old from Deer Park, Texas, died Halloween night after ingesting poisoned candy. Making this crime more horrific is the fact that the perpetrator was not a neighbor, but the boy's own father, who sought to cash in on the son's life insurance.
Is that where the razor blades in the candy from the 80s came from, maybe?
Probably. I would guess. And I think I've actually saw that story on television or something. This one's really crazy, too. This one's called The Note. The most frightening thing about a graveyard kit bought at a Kmart was the note an Oregon woman found inside. It was written by a Chinese factory worker who claimed he and the others were tortured and enslaved in a forced labor camp making toys 15 hours a day with no pay or days off. He went on to plead for the letter to be forwarded to the World Human Rights Organization. The woman did just that, and the Chinese worker was freed when the camp was exposed months later.
I remember hearing that story at some point.
Yeah.
I remember because it's one of those ones that it sounds like the most made up thing ever, but the article I read said, no, it was this guy working at this factory, and you know, his bosses or owners or whatever they were sentenced to jail for this long or something.
Yeah. And let's see. This one's called A Killer Costume. In 1957, on Halloween night, a couple was getting ready for bed when the doorbell rang. It was late, but the husband answered the door, ready to dole out more candy. Instead, an adult wearing a mask shot him in the chest, killing him. Was it a trick-or-treater dissatisfied with the candy selection? Not quite. The murderer, it turns out, was the girlfriend of a woman who had had an affair with the murdered man's wife. The woman convinced her girlfriend to do away with the husband in order to have the wife for herself.
That's interesting. I was not expecting that twist to it.
I know, especially 1957.
Really?
And then we have Angry Candy. Candy might be important, but it's certainly not worth your life. It was Halloween night in 2011 when a 55-year-old Chicago resident realized his candy bag was missing. He blamed a neighbor for the... Well, why in the hell would he have a bag of candy? Was he out trick-or-treating at 55 years old?
He's 55 years old.
I think he might need to hang it up.
Yeah.
He blamed a neighbor for the missing sweets and took his revenge to an extreme, stabbing her to death with several steak knives. Jeez.
Several.
One wasn't enough. He needed multiple.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on just a second. I have another one. Yeah, give me a second. I'll be back in a minute.
Then we got one more, and then we'll take a break. This one is neither rain nor sleet nor decomposing body. It's tragic enough to have collapsed and died alone on your own porch steps. To make things worse, the next morning, the mail deliverer, assuming the body was an excellent Halloween decoration, sidestepped the deceased on his way to delivering the corpse's mail. How about that? Oh, I got one. We got time for one more. This last one is called a devastating prank. Halloween is known for both tricks and treats, but some pranks just go too far. In 1998, a Bronx man was in the car with his girlfriend to pick up her 9-year-old son from a Halloween party. When a group of teens started egging the car, the man got out and an argument started. After he sat back down in the car, though, one of the teenagers shot him fatally in the head.
Wow.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go. There's some stories, some real stories that have happened on Halloween that are strange and unusual. So speaking of strange and unusual, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap things up with this week's edition of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Sorry, there's no time to break down the preview any of the other NFL games because let's be honest, the only one that really matters is the one at 3:00 in the Dome this week anyway. Yeah, so
exactly.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
We're back with the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Ready to wrap up the week and get ready for Halloween weekend. So, Mike, without any further ado, why don't you start us off with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
All right, man. I was trying to find something that was Halloween related, but I couldn't. The things you had were better than what I could find. So I'm going to go with Nurse sued NHS claiming she'd been secretly hypnotized to fart against her will. And
which reminds me real quick, there's been a commercial running all week long for an art festival somewhere near here. And the way that it sounds like the guy pronouncing it sounds like fart festival. So everybody's been laughing about it all week long that there could be a fart festival somewhere in the area.
Jesse will be there tomorrow, I promise.
Right.
Just for everybody's knowledge, NHS is National Health Service, which is like the National Health and Human Services here in the United States. This was in England. So a nurse unsuccessfully sued the NHS after claiming she was being, quote, experimented upon at work, causing her to fart against her will. Zandra Sampson, never seen that name, said hypnosis was being used on her at Ealing Hospital, London. Poor heating and ventilation at the acute medical unit altered her state of consciousness and allowed bosses to, quote, control employees, she claimed. She refused to cooperate with psychiatric help, which is a bad idea, and was sacked in December 2019. At an employment tribunal, the former staff nurse said she had suffered from unwelcome gastrointestinal disturbances at work, including flatulence. She self-diagnosed herself, which is always a good idea, as being the target of, quote, idiomotor phenomenon, a little-known hypnotic concept which allegedly forces people to make movements unconsciously. Miss Sampson said,
do you realize that?
Miss Sampson said, I would like to report an observed pattern of likely inappropriate use of hypnosis / idiomotor phenomenon in my NHS workplace. I am a healthy individual and do not have any past medical history, but recently I have had various symptoms, including headaches, breathing difficulty, and gastrointestinal disturbance. And man, I wish I had talked to Brenda before reading this first word, but it's borborygmus.
That's right. That is correct. Yeah, I know that one. That's 100% correct on pronunciation.
All right. Good job, me.
Yep. Dr.
That
Mike.
Word. Yes, Dr. Mike. That word, spasms and flatulence. It became extremely bothersome and a distraction at work. It also involves a feeling of being attacked in various parts of the body, including that of one's private parts, which I feel is very inappropriate. I don't know what to say about that, so I'll just keep reading. I understand that control is achieved in this phenomenon with an altered state of consciousness and the poorly controlled thermoregulation and inadequate ventilation in this area is set up for this purpose. I have also noticed that I'm being subject to significant stress and anxiety, which I think makes the subject control easier in this process. Ms. Sampson also claims she suffered similar hypnotic experiences at her home and wrote to the National Hypnotherapy Society, which I'm sure is widely recognized in the medical community, in a bid to back up her claims. Bosses at London Northwest University Healthcare NHS Trust, that's a long name, referred her to occupational health and repeatedly tried to get her to see a psychiatrist. Three different doctors saw her, with two deeming she was unfit to work, but Ms. Sampson dismissed the diagnosis of psychosis as, quote, incorrect, and suggested she was electromagnetic radiation sensitive. Mm-hmm. She tried to sue the trust for unfair dismissal and disability discrimination, but lost her case at the Watford Employment Tribunal Center. Employment Judge Oliver Hyams, there's a lot of weird words in here, admitted the tribunal had no idea what idiomotor phenomenon was, ruling the trust did not discriminate against Ms. Sampson or unfairly dismiss her. Judge Hyams said her boss did what they did purely because what they perceived to be impairments to her mental health exhibited by her various statements.
Wow. Well, that seems like an awful lot just to get somebody to fart.
Maybe she just ate Taco Bell.
Maybe. All right. Well, I've been wanting to do this one for a while, and we've only got about a minute and a half, so I'm going to make sure we get it in. This comes from Jefferson County, Missouri, near and dear to my heart. It's very close to St. Louis. And the headline is, Innocent Until Proven Guilty, Woman Arrested for Streaking Naked During an 8th Grade Football Practice. A Missouri woman was arrested last week for allegedly streaking naked across a football field where an 8th grade football team was practicing and seems to be blaming heroin for her off-the-rails behavior. Cops say Lacey Youth, 27, jumped over a fence at a Jefferson County, Missouri football facility where 29 boys were working on drills. Youth was reportedly wearing just a scarf while hauling butt across the natural grass surface. KMIZ Missouri reports that Youth told officers that she had ingested heroin and then left her house naked and started looking for help because she thought the heroin was going to kill her. She was taken to a hospital and later bonded out of the Cole County Jail on sexual misconduct charge. The New York Post also reports that Youth has been arrested for 6 crimes and infractions since 2014. And then there's some pictures of her on here that if she isn't doing drugs, then she's missing a hell of an opportunity because she looks like it. So that is going to wrap it up for us. It is time to get out of here. Let's all enjoy Halloween weekend. Everybody have a safe Halloween. No drinking and driving. And just enjoy. And your Astros are getting ready to start here, so I'm going to make sure we get off the air so you can watch. And everybody enjoy Halloween weekend. Happy Halloween to everyone. And until Monday, we're just going to play Gloria and go Saints.
Red.
More Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.